All-round training for the TOEIC L&R test. Unit 1. Restaurant. Part 1. Phase 1. Listen to the following statements and fill in the blanks. Number 1. A. They're eating lunch. B. They're studying the menu. C. They're going out of the restaurant. D. They're looking at each other. Phase 2. Listen to 4 statements about each picture and select the best answer. Number 2. A.
The spoon is lying beside the plate.
B.
The food has not been eaten yet.
C.
Half of the food has been eaten.
D.
The spoon is in the small cup.
Number 3. A. They're sitting next to each other. B. They've already started to eat dinner. C. There's a lot of food on the table. D. There are 3 people sitting at the table. Part 2. Phase 1. Listen, fill in the blank, and choose the best response. Number 4. What did you eat for your lunch? A.
Only a hamburger today.
B.
Yes, you're right.
C.
I ate it yesterday.
Number 5.
What's your recommendation?
A.
This is his recommendation.
B.
You said it.
C.
Well, let me think.
Phase 2. You will hear a question or statement and 3 responses. Select the best response. Number 6.
What kind of food do you like best?
A. Cats are my favorite animals. B. I like Italian food best. C. You're such a kind person. Number 7.
Where did you say that fashionable new restaurant is located?
A.
It serves Chinese cuisine.
B.
I don't know what she said.
C.
Near City Hall.
Number 8.
What are the characteristics of Japanese food?
A.
People say it's quite healthy.
B.
He's quite a character.
C.
Do you happen to know the way to the closest fast food store?
Number 9.
Tell me what you ate for breakfast yesterday.
A.
I ate at the restaurant.
B.
I visited the city the day before yesterday.
C.
Actually, I didn't eat anything.
Part 3. Phase 2. You will hear 1 short conversation followed by 3 questions. Select the best answer for each question. Questions 10 through 12 refer to the following conversation and the graphic. May I take your order?
Let me see. I'll have a giant cheeseburger and a small mango-flavored smoothie, please. And wait a second, what's with the price hike? I'll have a regular cheeseburger instead.
Okay, let me repeat your order. A regular cheeseburger and a small mango-flavored smoothie, right?
Oh, wait. There's a vegetarian burger on the menu. It's even cheaper than the cheeseburger. What's inside?
Avocado, chopped cabbage, sliced onion, and tomatoes.
Sounds good. I love avocado. Let me change my order. I'll take the vegetable burger and, well, the smoothie costs a little more than I expected. So, a small size coffee instead, please.
All right. A vegetable burger with a small coffee. Will that be all?
Yes, for now.
Number 10. Why does the woman change her order? Number 11. Look at the graphic. What is the price of the burger the woman will eat? Number 12. Which is not contained in the vegetable burger? Part 4, Phase 2. You will hear one short talk followed by three questions. Select the best answer for each question. Questions 13 through 15 refer to the following talk and the graphic.
Thank you for emailing me about your availability. After considering everyone's schedule, I was thinking about arranging the fourth quarter get-together on December 21st, but Elizabeth suddenly called me to say that she'll now be unable to attend that day. However, Bob and Lucy in the sales section emailed me a few minutes ago. They told me that though they had both put X marks on the day of their sales meeting with our Chinese clients, that meeting was cancelled yesterday. They say they will both be able to come to the get-together on this day. Luckily, everyone will be free then. This time, I'm going to book a restaurant serving French cuisine, not the Italian establishment we ate at last year.
Number 13. Why did Elizabeth call the speaker? Number 14. Look at the graphic. Which day did the speaker finally decide on for the get-together? Number 15. With which people were Bob and Lucy supposed to have a sales meeting?